Game 3 of the NLDS between the Nationals and Dodgers. The scene shifts to LA with the series knotted at one game apiece. Jason Worth played in plenty of postseason games. Ready for this one? We pick up the action in the first. A man on for Corey Seager facing Gio Gonzalez.
And Seager with a drive to deep right center field. Parker goes back. It's off the wall. He plays the carom. Sprinting for the plate is Turner, and he will score.
Boy, some early inning thunder from Seager.
He's not afraid to take a couple of pitches and to hit with two strikes. The 0-2. Swinging a line drive toward right. This is going to be a base hit. It's headed toward the corner. It's Puig chasing it down on the warning track. He slides to field it. Turner's going to try to score. Puig's throw into Gonzalez. The throw to the plate. The head first dive, and he's safe. And Worth slides in safely at third.
Line drive, base hit. Worth trots home.
The Nationals lead 2-1. Harper trying to get a big lead off third. Maeda to the belt, the 2-2. Driven deep left center field, way back. This one's going, and long gone. Halfway up the pavilion in left center field, Anthony Rendon's first career postseason home run. And the Nationals have four runs on the board. They lead the Dodgers 4-1.
And now, Ethier going back into the dugout. And in fact, it will be Carlos Ruiz.
The 3-1 pitch. Roberts made the right move. Ruiz takes it out of the park.
A pinch hit. Two-run homer for Carlos Ruiz. And the Nationals' three-run lead is down to one. The Dodgers bring on their closer, Kenley Jansen. Jansen delivers. Swing and a long drive. Deep left field. Way back. And gone. Goodbye. A tremendous home run for Jason Worth. Three quarters of the way up the pavilion in left center field. A mammoth shot for Jason Worth.
Jansen to Zimmerman. Swing and a fly ball hit deep to right.
Reddick's going back. Way back in the warning track. He's at the wall. He leaps and he can't get it. Off his glove in play. Murphy to third. Rounds third. He's coming home. Harper's right behind him. Throw to the plate is too high. He slides in. He is safe. And the Nationals have knocked Kenley Jansen out of the game here at the top of the ninth inning. Three runs home in the inning for the Nationals, who now lead by the score of 7-3.
The Nationals score four times in the ninth and go on to take Game 3 on the road by a final of 8-3. The Nats are within one game of the NLCS. The eight runs in a postseason game are the most in franchise history. The Nationals look to close out the series in Game 4 in LA on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. The Nats starter yet to be determined. Julio Urias goes for LA. Our own Jeff Nelson on the struggles of Dodgers starter Kenta Maeda in Game 3.
The Dodgers fall behind the Nationals 2-1 in their National League Division Series, falling 8-3 in Game 3 in Los Angeles. A lot of the responsibility is going to fall on Kenta Maeda, making his first career postseason start. Tim McMaster here along with Jeff Nelson. You see him struggle throughout three innings. He lost five hits, he walks a couple of batters, allows the four earned runs. What were the problems for Maeda?
Well, it's all location. He's not an overpowering guy. You look in the first inning, 28 pitches. He left the bases loaded, got out of that jam, but it was his slider, it was breaking ball, his off-speed, his fastball location, his changeup wasn't that great. Then he comes back in the second inning and he threw nine pitches. It was outstanding. You'd think, okay, after the first inning, he found his rhythm. Then he comes back in the third, again, location. He gives up the hit to Turner, and then he gets Worth 0-2, and he tries to throw another fastball away. He's got a good little riding fastball that comes back on the outside part of the plate to right-handed hitters. This time, he left the ball up, out over the plate on the outside corner to Worth. He drills it down the line, and then it was all location. The three innings of five hits, of four runs, there was his problem. He could not locate the fastball and his breaking ball where he couldn't get over for strikes.
So if the Dodgers are able to come back, win this series, advance, what does a start like this in his first postseason start do for Maeda's confidence going forward?
Well, I think it's a learning experience for one. You learn, okay, I have to cut down, obviously, the pitches in that first inning. 28 pitches too much. You really struggled to get through that inning. You thought you found it in the second inning, then the third inning you lost it again. So you try to do a little bit better of preparation in the bullpen to get into that game. Yes, the first inning is all about the starters, all about getting into that rhythm. And if you can do that, you pretty much cruise. Every big starter, if they can get through that first inning, you'll see him go deep into the game. With Maeda, if they do advance, it's all about the preparation. Try to put that one behind you, and you know you're going to be the Game 3 starter again. again in the NLCS, and just forget it. You know, it's all about location. Try to prepare better in that bullpen.
Dodgers manager Dave Roberts knows Kenta Maeda was not at his best in Game 3.
Felt good, you know, after the double by Corey, and had some momentum, but, you know, just right there, Kenta was missing, you know, getting behind, and some fastballs leaked back over the plate, and, you know, they made him pay. So, you know, four runs, three innings at that point in time, I felt that, you know, we had to go to the pen to try to shorten the game, but, you know, they capitalized on some opportunities, and it was a good game, you know, big hit by Chooch, by Carlos. And, you know, it was a good game until the ninth. And I felt, you know, bringing Kenley in the ninth to keep it close, to give us a chance in the bottom half was the right thing. But that's baseball.
Kenta Maeda spoke about his difficulties on the mound.
In the first inning, I was being a little too fine, trying to, you know, hit the corners. But in the third inning, I made a lot of mistakes and they took advantage of it. Felt fine physically. I thought I had my, you know, stuff today, but they execute. You know, they really executed today. It was a, you know, big situation where I went in there as a must-win situation. And you know, in terms of preparing for this, I wasn't nervous at all, but I just didn't have my day today.